Hey, Brian.
What's up?
Is it raining towards you?
It is not raining toward me.
It's not? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, it might be raining in a different spot.
Ah, you're right. You're right.
I mean, it could be. You never know, man.
Yeah, it might be raining like 10 feet from me, but who am I to see it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're just going to go out with no jacket, right?
Yeah, of course.
No shoes either? Just
yep.
Screw it. Might as well go for
no
it.
No umbrella, nothing. Just take the risk.
Oh, yeah. But are you going to drive a car 200 miles an hour in a fucking sheet of rain?
Might have to.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, gotta get them playoffs, man. Gotta get them playoffs, you know. Gotta have the exciting winners. Gotta have fucking BJ McLeod fighting for wins out here. Yeah. Alright. So, if you don't know what happened this weekend, you've been living on a rock or you really don't care. So, welcome back to another episode of Racing Bros NASCAR Podcast, episode 69. I am your host, Zach. Brian, my co-host, how are you doing, sir?
A little controversial, huh? I don't really know how I'm feeling.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know, I just got done with probably the best race I've ever seen. No, I'm joking.
Oh, yeah, the race against the rain? That was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
Honestly, I kind of wish that they would have just... I don't know. I really don't know. I was happy to not see it go on Saturday. I will say that, because... Okay. If we would have started the race,
honestly, maybe it could have been better.
It might have been better. But if we started the race, I have a feeling that there would have been two cars that finished instead of however many actually finished.
Three?
Yeah.
I mean, we would have been a day earlier done, so.
True. That is true. And it would have been a day closer to being out of our brains, so. Mm-hmm.
Have been a day farther apart, so you know, gotta think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but there was a race.
Yeah, it occurred. So, all right, we'll get into it. We'll talk about that stuff at the end that I know everyone wants to talk about, but we will get to that soon. We promise. Gotta get through the race first, because other stuff happened. Unbelievable, right? But yeah. So, we had a race at 10 a.m., which, personally, be honest, for me, I mean, I'm usually good for early races, but F1 was at 9. I was watching some of that, and I accidentally fell asleep, and then I woke back up, and it was lap 70. Of the cup race, so I missed half of F1, but nothing happened because Verstappen had like fucking goat car out there. George, nice P4, good job with the shit box. Lewis and Alonso getting into it, so welcome back to like 2009. But other than F1, we're gonna talk about a great race that happened at 10 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
I had to rewind. But, the first kind of issue I saw, personally, was the lap 15. Kyle Larson had, like, an engine issue, it looked like. It's kind of weird. Like, it always seems like his engine blows up. Like, at these super speed. Like, didn't last year his engine blew up at Talladega or something, too?
I believe so, yeah.
Or he had, like a metal piece in front of it.
Yeah, and then I think that race, though, he actually lasted longer. This was, like, lap 3, and he was out.
Yeah, it was really early in the race. So, saw that. And then the first stage, real caution, Hamlin was pushing Jones on the bottom, and Jones got loose, spun around. There's a wreck that involved Ryan Blaney, really hard impact to the wall with his right front. Kind of thought he was done for the day, like,
yeah,
how hard he hit and stuff like that. But somehow the car kept going. I don't know how. I mean, he was like 5 or 6 laps down, but he kept trucking along, and that would be key to keep him in the playoffs, as we find out later. And then I totally missed stage one winner.
Logano.
Oh, that's why I missed it. I didn't even mean that to, like, that wasn't even a setup to really be a burn. But, like, just because it was Logano, I had to say it. But, like, I legitimately, I'm like, damn it, I didn't put down to stage one. Who won it? So.
Yeah.
Logano takes stage one. And then. Nothing really happened to stage two, I thought. It's kind
of
just.
Yeah, it was lots of three wide racing. Then we had the almost like whole field come down for pit on green flags.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was crazy. That was like
the whole, that was really crazy.
I was like, oh my god, a whole fucking field.
So and then I think so Ross nearly crashed into somebody after that. I don't know if you saw it. They weren't letting him up, and he just like turned hard to the right and kind of like pushed his way in.
Oh, so like typical Ross Chastain behavior.
Exactly.
Oh, lovely. So there you go. That's your Ross Chastain update for Daytona. Did he do something stupid? Yeah. Did he almost go to the field? Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah.
But he didn't, so good on him.
Yeah.
We clap now. Clap, clap. Good job, Ross. You almost killed the field, but you didn't do it quite.
Didn't quite get there.
Didn't quite
get there. Yeah, and then only other thing that really happened in stage two was with about like 3 to go, the Toyota's got a huge run. They brought in Reddick, who actually I think kind of like cut in their line a little bit. And then using some team strategy, they pulled away from him and just kind of screwed him over for the final couple of laps. But yeah, so that's really, I mean, that's really all that happened in stage two. It wasn't a lot. And then Kyle Busch wins stage two. But yeah, I mean, Toyotas were working together. And actually, Denny pulled back. I don't know if you saw it, but Denny kind of pulled back to let Truex get that extra point.
Yeah, I did see that.
That was pretty cool.
So, see, Denny helping his teammates as well.
No, yeah.
Not just his driver.
Then we get to the final stage.
Yeah, this is where the action kind of picked up. So, we knew weather was coming, okay? We were all well aware this was happening. I mean, this race was supposed to happen.
Black cloud.
Yeah, this race was supposed to happen Saturday night, if you were not aware. But obviously, it did not. So, we had the race at 10 a.m. in the morning. We knew rain was coming eventually. We just hoped we can get most of the race in. And, I mean, we got past halfway, so it's like, okay, official race, technically speaking. I know that's not the most exciting answer to a regular season finale, especially with this playoff format. If you win and you're in, and you know you only got 90 laps to do it and shit like that, maybe it's not the most fair thing, but everyone knew rain was coming eventually, and they raced like it, to be honest. It was a lot of really super aggressive moves. Exciting to watch, like some of them, like some of the moves. But
yeah,
it was a lot of crazy moves going on.
It was gearing up to be a really, really good race, honestly.
Yeah, I knew they weren't. I mean, obviously they're not going to be going 3-4 fucking wide, like, all the time, especially at Daytona. Like, right. We know that's not going to happen. So we're just kind of waiting, you know, waiting it out, seeing, you know, something will happen. When's the crash going to be? How big is it? It's just kind of like the big one is looming. It's the best way to put it. Like, the big one is looming. You know it's going to happen. You're just kind of waiting for it, and you hope your driver or the person you're fighting with points is either not in it or in it. Shit like that. People you hate. Logano. Just hope is in every big one. But just kind of waiting for the big one. And then kind of got crazy, so... You know, we see the big cloud looming. Everyone's seen it on fucking TV. They showed it and stuff like that. So the first kind of like events of accidents that occurred. I mean, you kind of knew it was coming with how they were racing. I mean, people staying out, fucking doing like 3-4 wide moves. McDowell like doing some crazy shit. Well, not really. Just kind of got hooked, but like him really going for it. Stuff like that, you're like, oh, okay, this weather's coming, so, yeah, it's gonna get pretty insane here. So that's pretty much what happened, got pretty insane. Reddick was following McDowell. McDowell was trying, I can't even remember who he's gonna pass. I kind of, like, put this race out of my brain. Who is he trying to get past? What's up?
I did too.
Okay, so he's trying to pass someone. Whoever was first. I can't remember personally off the top of my head right now. But he was trying to pass someone, and Reddick was behind him. And they looked like they were going up high, but I don't think McDowell quite wanted to go all the way up high. But Reddick was pushing him towards that way. Accidentally hooks him. I mean, he's not trying to wreck him. He's trying to help him, because you got to take these runs and stuff when you get them. But accidentally just hooked him. It was not intentional or anything like that. Just kind of sucks. But got into him. McDowell hit the wall hard. It involved Ross. Ross was junked after that. Truex. So Blaney fans were kind of rejoicing right there when they saw Truex in there. He didn't get tore up too bad. Just a little right front damage. Also, Byron, I think Byron was dead after that. Corey was in that, and Buescher was all involved. So that was kind of the first kind of crash where you're like, okay, we're still racing, but this rain's coming. Like, it's against, like, time right now. So the second wreck before the big one. Bowman was behind Briscoe. Briscoe was kind of going towards the wall. He said his car was getting a little bit loose, and how these cars just suck up after you get past this little aero bubble. Like, you just stay connected, and Bowman couldn't get off of him. Fucking turns him. So, crash up front, collects a couple cars. Bubba Wallace gets some big damage in it. Ricky Stenhouse got some damage. Bowman got pretty heavy damage in the front. Briscoe was done after that. I think Cole Custer also got in that. Shit like that. Yep. So,
Austin Dillon got shoved down the pit lane.
Yeah. It was like 5 or 6 cars. It wasn't... A lot of them were pretty okay for how these cars take hits, which we'll talk about later. But a lot of these cars were okay. But some of them were junk. So... Couple of winning your in guys who were up front the whole time got out of it. And then we had another restart. We had another literally shot of the big dark cloud that was coming over Daytona International Speedway. There was a wall of fucking rain that you can literally see on TV. But again, NASCAR just like, we're going to race this. So they race 5-6-ish laps. And then there is a video out on social media that they were saying it's raining, and they're in turn one, well, the back stretch, well, front stretch where they were sitting, and the cars were coming out of the back stretch, so there's no communication whatsoever on NASCAR's side, and they just let the pack roll into one while it was raining. And what the fuck do you think happened? Give honest opinion if you haven't seen it. What do you think would happen, Brian, if they're going 200 miles an hour, three wide, on a downpour? What do you think
happens? Not only that, but they're pushing too. Yeah. So I mean, if you haven't seen it, it was horrendous. It was, I mean, you're talking at least like 15 cars.
I think more like 30. Like,
yeah, maybe 30. Yeah, legit. You might be right.
I mean, it was...
There were so many cars going into turn one. Multiple cars that were about to be three wide. Some cars were just pushing the car ahead of them. And you go from completely dry track to completely wet track.
It was...
Like, everybody went into the wall.
You ever do those video game crashes where you literally crash the whole field? Well,
oh, yeah.
That was real life. What happened? Like, the meme, yeah. Like, where if there's a big one, you're like, oh my god, that's the whole field. No, like, legitimately, this was the whole field. Like, 30 cars was, well,
yeah.
Maybe like 25. But still, it was the entire field of, like, yeah. Competitive cars. And just everyone just crashed. Just big crashes, big hits, just freaking awful, awful wreck. And all the every guys...
car wasn't wrecked that day was in that crash.
Yeah, literally.
That's how bad it was.
The only car... Let me give you a little context. The only cars that survived. Austin Dillon was one. Then we had Cindric. Then we had Cody Ware in third. BJ McLeod, Landon Castle, David, like, that was the rest of the field. It was like seven cars that was on the lead lap, still able to run in the pack. Was those types of cars. So, all right, we got to get in this rain. So, with NASCAR race control over these last couple years, I mean, we've seen. Last year, fucking New Hampshire, where they raced too many laps, and the leaders crashed into one. Totally junked Kyle Busch's car. Truex had some damage. I think Hamlin spun around. Bowman got a little damage. Stuff like that. Was not as bad as going into Daytona. I know it's a fucking big track. I know it's 2.5 miles. I know this. I know it's Florida, where it's fucking showers can pop up literally at the snap of your fingers. We're all aware of this, okay? We know it's we know it's Florida in the summer. It's Florida in fucking August. So we know weather is mostly going to be rain. Like, there is 75% chance there's going to be rain every weekend in August in Florida. Probably more. Probably it's literally every day. At different times, if you live in fucking Florida. But we know we're already up against it with the Florida weather. Okay? We're already well aware. It already canceled on Saturday night. So this is already a delayed race. We're starting early so we can beat the weather or get most of the race in. When they wrecked in turn one, when it was raining, there was 20 laps to go. That was already past halfway. That was a full race. They pushed their luck and was like, either they saw the rain and just didn't think it was as bad and was like, whoa, just let them go in the rain. It's not that bad. Or they just are completely stupid, have no concept of what's happening on their track, and just like, oh, it's not raining. Like, I don't know how they run with the weather. I really don't. Maybe Scott Miller fucking commented once about it, like how they do it. I don't really know how they do it. Do they have any people like actually on the track that can give them communication, or are they all in the tower next to NBC looking out of windows like, oh, it's not raining that bad. Oh, wait, if I look a mile all the way down to turn one, oh, it is raining. Huh. Wow. Didn't know that. Wow, there, nothing we could have did better there. Nothing at all we could have did better there. It's just so frustrating. Like, first of all, this fucking playoff system is already flawed. Fucking, I'm already skipping past that in the race. Austin Hill wins. BJ McLeod couldn't fucking beat him, sorry. If you guys wanted to know that, that BJ McLeod cannot beat Austin Dillon. Just in case you wanted to know. Austin Cindric was actually leading Dillon, and Austin Dillon ran him over in turn one and won the race. So, that's all you need to know about the finish of the race. Austin Dillon doing constant shit of just dumping people for wins or getting Mickey wins. So, Austin Dillon parade continues. He's now in the playoffs. So deserving. Good job, Austin Dillon. You've been there all year. Clap to you. They're going to get season 3, 4, and 5 for your fucking shitty show. And I can't wait to watch it where you just milk this fucking win the rest of your career. So, thank you. Now you're in the playoffs and you're going to get round 1 eliminated. Watch this, eat my words, and he fucking makes it around to 4. Because why the fuck not? So, good job, Austin Dillon. Good job, NASCAR, with this flawed playoff system. Because if you get win and you're in, someone like Truex, who was fourth in points all year, can't race for a championship, even though he's one of the most consistent drivers. So, good job for having a flawed system. Good, you did exactly what you wanted. I wish actually Kurt Busch didn't give up his waiver. I wish Kurt Busch actually took a spot so Blaney could be out too. So then we can have the two of the top four in points also be out. Yeah, we could also did that. I think we should have, you know, honestly. You know, I think we should have did the waiver, but then add a 17th, like, 17th person, but not give it to Blaney. give it to someone who finished second on the year that hasn't won. Give it to Chris. No, we're going to give it to Chris Buescher because he finished second once, and I don't think Blaney ever finished second this year. So he had the best, finish.
Or just give it to Corey LaJoy, who wasn't even eligible if he won.
Yeah, give it to him. No, give it to Brad, because you gave him the biggest penalty all year.
All right.
I think that's actually more fair. So, flawed playoff system wins again. Austin Dillon is now in the playoffs. And Truex is out, so great. That's fun. We knew this was a possibility. And, yeah. So, good job, Austin Dillon. Can't wait for season 3, 4, and 5 of your show. And, yeah, that's where we're going to stay on the Austin Dillon front. But back to NASCAR and their shitty race control. I think a monkey can honestly control a race better than NASCAR, to be honest. I mean, this is kind of ridiculous now. I was kind of looking ways they could have did it different. But, I mean, you see the video and someone with a fucking iPhone in the stands can see it's raining. How the fuck do you not see it as well? You just let them go into turn one in a downspout at 200 miles an hour. Are you trying to kill them? You think that would boost up ratings if you're trying to kill these drivers? Because, I mean, you put the sport in question when you do shit like that. I mean, it's already in question. You got this fucking Mickey playoff system. That if you get one win and you're 25th of points, oh, well, you're in. And then someone could literally be second in points and finish second all the races, but he gets kicked out. That could legitimately happen, but who cares? He got that one win, so doesn't matter to the other guy. Should have won, bitch. So it's pretty much what NASCAR thinks about that. And we see how they don't take ownership of anything they do. Scott Miller said, literally, oh, there's nothing we can do better there. Are you fucking serious, man? Literally, you can't even give, like, a fake answer. Like, oh, we're going to look into something. Or, like, you can't even give us a five, little word thing that, oh, we're going to look into it or something, like kind of fake it like you're going to do something, not instead, oh, we can't do anything, like, so you're just going to sit with your hands tied behind your back, and every time it rains, you're just going to be like, oh, well, couldn't see it, so sorry that 40 cars died. Yeah, hope your driver didn't get hurt, because we just had a guy get hurt, have a concussion, and he's currently out. This is race number race number 6 that he's out currently.
Yeah.
But you know what? Get all the ratings. I can't wait till they use that wreck every year for the next 10 years when they're like, Daytona cutoff race. Crazy stuff will happen. And literally it's going to be the whole field wrecking. So it's been like, wow.
Yeah, like how they used Ryan Newman's when he flipped.
Oh, yeah.
For the year after. That was fun.
Yeah, they'll probably...
Guy was in the hospital for a while, but no. This is Daytona.
I mean, you might think we're going a little overboard. Well, me, when I just ran it a lot. But it's just... I mean, it's getting to a point where it's just, like, it's a clown show. Like, really, what are we doing? Like, you already have the playoff system, which is polarizing in its own front. Where you can literally win and you're in, and do nothing the rest of the fucking year. I wish actually someone worse. I actually wish, like, Harrison Burton, like, won, personally. Like, someone that really down in points and win, and he's in the playoffs. I actually wish that would have happened. But, yeah. Person 19 in points can now race for a championship. He is more deserving of a chance to a championship than someone that was top 5 in points. But, hey, you know, it's their prerogative. It just looks super clownish how they treated that rain stuff. I mean, there's definitely things they could do. I don't know how they completely run it, so I could just be talking on my ass. But if they're just sitting in the tower, looking out a glass, that is not useful information. And, plus, everyone and their moms knew it was going to rain. I mean, you see
absolutely.
You see the cloud, you see the wall of rain on fucking NBC's broadcast. It doesn't take, I mean, a literal idiot can fucking see that. Be like, oh, it's probably going to rain. We should probably monitor this really closely if we're going to restart this race. And especially at a super speedway where the danger is high, they're going the fastest they go, and they're fucking all close together. You should probably be really careful with that, but they just kind of, it's not there. I just don't know what they're doing. Like, personally, that was super dangerous to just put the drivers in that position. Especially with the win and you're in stuff. You know, they're going to have to go for it because they don't know when the rain's going to come. I mean, Justin Haley's spotter, Brett Griffin, was literally like, it's raining, don't lift. It's like, oh, that's super confident right there. Like, cool. Going into a fucking puddle. So, Austin Dillon, only one that makes it really through the wreck and wins the race. So, that was Daytona. Brian, do you want to add anything to NASCAR race control, the playoff system, the rain?
I just don't understand why somebody who hasn't done well the entire year should be rewarded by winning once. I just don't understand that. I mean... You have drivers like Truex and Blaney who did well the entire year. The entire year. Without a doubt, they should have been in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But no, instead we're going to let Austin Dillon and who else didn't really, well, you know, like Briscoe wasn't great this year. He had his win. He took out multiple cars this year. Bowman has a win, but he didn't have a really... He had a pretty big dry spell this year, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we're big Bowman fans on the show, so... then Austin Cindric, he had his one win. But again, he had a dry spell coming into the end of this year. So the people at the back, like, didn't entirely deserve it the way that Truex and Blaney did. I just don't understand why those drivers should be there.
Yeah, and...
Sure, I will admit it, NASCAR, and I know this is exactly what you're looking for. It creates chaos because you have drivers who shouldn't be there being there.
It's,
but it's not fun.
I mean, it is... You watch it. Like, I yeah. can't even lie. I watched it. I want chaos, too, but I don't want literal... just people just literally dying and the person running 20th gets the win. I mean,
yeah.
especially with the system, but...
Sure, I wanted Bubba Wallace to come out after being, like, 18th in standings and boosting himself up to get into the playoffs. But I also didn't want him to go in and wreck the entire field just because he's on a win and you're in situation.
Yeah, but that's also what they gotta do. I mean, Austin Dillon was just personally in the right spot at the right time. It's not his fault. Like, everyone literally died in front of him. Like, literally everyone just crashed and he just somehow made it through. Like, it's not his fault that he got through there. I mean, the Cindric thing, that's something different, because literally all those cars are RCR affiliated, and there is only one Ford, but we're not going to talk about that. But, I mean, it's not Dylan's fault, like, that we have this dumb playoff system where
he I'm not saying it's his fault at all.
Oh, I know.
He doesn't create the rules, but, yeah.
It's just so frustrating.
I just don't think that it's right that people are over-pushing themselves because one win means that you have the chance at a championship.
I mean, this is like, let's use F1 for example. This is like, they had some kind of system. They had like five playoff races or whatever. Let's mm-hmm. say some fucking backmarker. Let's say Latifi gets a win somehow. Literally the whole field yeah. dies and he gets a win.
Yeah, it's a wet race.
Yeah, yeah. And then... Let's say, like, George fucking gets booted. Like...
That shouldn't happen at all.
George more deserving of going for a championship than Latifi, who just got super lucky one race and just literally won somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know. It leaves a sour taste in my mouth.
Right.
I'm sure I'll get over it and stuff like that. I mean, but...
Like, sure, I'll admit it. Did Austin Dillon put himself in the chance to win? Yes. He stayed out of wrecks all day except for one that wasn't even his fault.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Did he deserve the win? I mean, yeah, he kind of did. But does he deserve to be in the playoffs? Absolutely not.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... You hate the game. Hate the player. He put yeah. himself in good positions and he super speedway stuff. It's a little bit about luck, too. Like...
Yeah.
It's just really bad part in NASCAR race control, and I just absolutely hate that there's nothing better we can do. Like, why give that answer? Like, that is such a cop-out answer. That is awful. That is generally awful. Like, you can't say anything. Like, we're gonna try. We're gonna look into the... We can't do any... Like, you throw your hands up in there. It just happened. Like, we'll make sure it yeah. doesn't fucking happen again. Like, your job is there. Like, I mean, if the rain happened right there and they called a caution, like, I would be mad. Like, I'm not even going to say that, that would suck, but I'd rather have the 30 other cars still on the track when the race eventually got green. Because, honestly, 1% of credit to NASCAR, they actually, like, saw that how bad of a look that would be if Austin Dillon literally just went on the apron and stayed out and won the race like that and got in the playoffs. They saw how bad of a look that would be. So they actually did stay and got the race back going. So I guess 1% of credit to them, but just all the other shit that involved it. It just... I do look forward to the Daytona cutoff race. I do... I was normally a traditionalist. I do not like the playoff system. Playoff system sucks. Can't tell me otherwise. I think if we're going to do a chase format or something like that, do the original format where it's just top 10 drivers, or do the top 12 or whatever you want to do. Not 16. That's too many. Get too many people in there, personally. And, like, the winning and shit, get that out of here. I mean, people can still win, but it's not jumping people. Like, maybe you get some bonus points. Like, you get, I don't know, like, 15 extra bonus points if you win or something like that. You get, like, extra points. It's not like you just win and you jump over everyone. They're like, screw that. But they're not going to change that system because it provides the drama. And then, I mean, the last race of the season, Daytona, it's usually a pretty exciting race. I mean, we know the crashes are going to happen. People are going to get super desperate. And it's kind of our guilty pleasure. Like, we kind of just watch it and we're like, okay, you know, this is going to get crazy as fuck. We're going to see some wild shit. We're going to see some big crashes. And we did. I mean, it was good racing. Like, the Stage 3 racing was probably some of the best I've seen at Daytona, personally. But I knew the wrecks were coming. Like, the little, I mean, they were like tiny wrecks. They were like four or five cars. They weren't like the big one until, obviously, the rain. And that rain just, like, just minus, like, 50 fucking points of it. This race, I'm going to give a nice, for Austin Dillon, we're going to give it a nice score of 3 out of 100. I think without that rain, it'd probably be in the 90s or something. Because the racing was really good. I would want to see the end, but the racing was really good. For a lot of the Stage 3. I mean, I knew there were some wrecks, but it's going to happen when there's literally a cloud over the track and half the track is dark and the drivers can see that and they're like, oh shit, we have to actually, like, go, like, right now. But, yeah, I'm going to give this race 3. It's probably the lowest I've ever scored. It's probably lower than Texas, and it deserves to be because this was a giant shit show that they're going to use for promos for the next 10 years about this wreck. And I hope no one has any, like, continued injuries from this, because I heard a lot of drivers say it's the biggest hit they ever took. And yeah, I'm gonna score it a nice 3 out of 100 for Daytona. Honestly, I'd rather just, they should have just took golf carts and went on the track and just raced in the rain. That would have been a better race than the shit they put on Monday morning or Sunday morning. So,
or we just do what Tony Stewart wanted. Make it a figure eight.
Yeah, that would have been no, that would have been
the same result.
That probably would have been more fair fucking winner, to be honest.
It probably would have. I partially agree with, I mean, I don't partially agree, I agree with you. But I wanted to say that yes, I would have also been mad if they threw that caution. But at the same time, they didn't throw that caution when we were at COTA last year, when we had two drivers almost die over a crash.
Yeah, they don't do that. But last week at fucking Watkins Glen, they delayed the race because of the fucking rain and the puddling. Like, I don't, like, they had the New Hampshire shit, they had the COTA shit, and they're like, all right, we're gonna fix it this time, all right? Like, if you remember Daytona Road Course last year, they called it too early with the fucking rainbow. I mean, we all got mad about the rainbow. And they're like, okay, let's go a little extra. Then they did COTA. Then that was a shit show. And then New Hampshire happened. And that was also another shit show. So they're like, all right, if we're in another rain situation, we're going to be cautious. Watkins Glen happens. They're cautious. They're like, oh, we have seen this before with this puddling. Oh, these cars don't do well, and there won't be no see, like, you can't see anything, and this road course is tight. Oh, we should, not start the race right now. And they didn't. So they're like, oh, are they actually learning? But, then you get shit like this, and you're like, I mean, it just blows your mind. It's just like, what the fuck are they doing up there? Do they got... This is going to be crap. Do they got, like, their fingers up their ass or what? Like, what are they doing? Like, just sitting there? Oh, we can't see the rain. Like, are the port cameras staring at Jeff Burton and Dale Jr.'s fucking reactions in the booth? Like, is that where the rain camera money is going towards? Seeing what Jr.'s pointing at on the fucking screen? Like...
You can't tell me that camera that we saw, they did not see as well. Because there was rain all over that camera when they panned to it.
But they shouldn't even go off a camera. They should have someone on the outside. Like, you need someone on the track, in the spotter stand.
You should, definitely. Wherever.
Like, to see the fucking clouds. We need someone on the outside. We just can't be in the tower and just look upon and be like, oh, well, it doesn't look raining from here. Well, I'm
there
sorry.
There should be someone at each turn. There's four turns and two straights. Someone at each turn, two people on each straight.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it should be.
And then people are going to be like, well, what about road courses? Well, road courses are way different. They're totally different. We can race on there in the rain. Ovals, we can't. And yeah. I don't know. They just don't.
There's not 30-degree banking on a road course, so.
Yeah, and then they're just going to send them in there with these fucking next-gen cars that are literally made of brick or whatever. They do not give whatsoever, which is another thing that pisses me off. Like, all these drivers are taking so many hits that are, like, mundane fucking hits. Okay, let's be honest. They do not look bad whatsoever. And all of them get out the car and it's like, that is the hardest hit I ever took.
Yeah.
That sucked. That hurt. It felt like I was getting punched in the jaw. Why the fuck is a rear hit knocking my breath out of me? That is some of the quotes from the drivers.
I mean, we can just look at Bubba Wallace after Atlanta. That is in this thread that Zach sent me. We were looking through it. Bubba Wallace was in there. After Atlanta, he got out of his car after that wreck, and he was winded. I mean, the guy was his hands on his legs, and he was winded. That's not good. Then you have his teammate, who hits the wall in practice, has a concussion, and he's out for the rest of the year from that race on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that does not worry you.
And also, from that same Daytona wreck, I was listening to Bubba's radio, and he literally said, why is a rear... He literally just got hit in the rear. He's like, why is a rear hit knocking the wind out of me?
Yeah, why is that?
Just and these you cars can't are...
tell me that there's not a problem.
Yeah, it's just... I mean, I don't know if they could do anything right now this year. I don't think they can, to be honest. Personally, it's just... I think it's something in the chassis, which is too rigid. And they're not giving. Like, they saw the Newman wreck, and they went super overboard with, alright, they're protected with, like, Newman-type wrecks. But that doesn't happen all the time. Like, the ones that happen all the time is them hitting the wall. Or getting hit in the rear. Or nose in the wall. Okay? Those kind of wrecks. We gotta protect those wrecks. I mean, obviously, you take the Newman wreck in effect. But you obviously just can't sit on a wayside and be like, oh, the normal wrecks, you know, you feel it more. Like
has there been any information from NASCAR that they're trying to improve the safety of the drivers?
No, probably not.
Of course. So, I mean, you need to, if you are a part of NASCAR, you need to look at this as so many drivers are getting hurt, so many drivers are getting winded, so many drivers don't feel comfortable driving this car now. Well, at least I expect they don't feel comfortable driving this car, because they're gonna get turned into a wall, and they're gonna be afraid that they get a concussion, that, you know, their neck could be hurt, it could snap something in their vertebrae, their legs could start to go numb. It just, like, there's a number of things that could happen from how hard this car is, which is why, yes, I understand that they're trying to cut the cost on the teams and make it more affordable. But last gen, when we had the giveaways and all these cars, they were a little bit safer. It was nice. You didn't have to worry about the safety of the drivers when the big wrecks happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're having to worry about the safety of a driver when little wrecks happen or when they wreck on their own. Sure, this car is a little bit more fun to watch on track, but we need to think about the drivers who are driving the cars as well.
Yeah.
Which I never gave my rating for Daytona.
Oh.
You gave it a 3, which is second lowest. We both gave Texas a 0 because it was terrible. I was giving it Austin Dillon's teammate. I'm gonna put an 8. I don't ever want to see this race again. I don't want to see highlights from this race. I don't want to see it in commercials next year. I don't want to see it as a promotion for the Daytona 500. I don't want to see this anymore because it's just going to bring us right back to this. Because it was a great race. First two stages were amazing. But we just keep having, we keep coming back to this where it's something huge that just takes away from the race where we don't want to see it again. That's not good.
Yeah, it's just, it's nothing more to say in it.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know what else we would be able to say on it because we're not a part of NASCAR. We can't do anything about it. We're just voicing our opinions to you guys, and maybe one day it could reach NASCAR. You know, maybe they'll hear it and they'll do something about it. I doubt it, but one can dream.
Yep. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, now we gotta make Darlington picks.
Yes, we do.
What you got for Darlington, Brian? Let's end on a positive note. Oh, wait. Let's do playoffs before Darlington.
Yes.
All right. So we have our playoff predictions since we are now in the playoffs. We're going to go, I think we're going to do maybe like our first round eliminations, like just do it first. We already have all our picks written down. Maybe say our champion and then say a round of 16 elim, and then we will do our round of 12 when it's the round of 12 and stuff like that.
Okay.
All right, so I don't know. We'll just say the whole thing. Fuck it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I know we're making
it'll
up
as remind you guys when like 12, 8, 4 come.
Yeah. So round of 16, who do you have eliminated?
I have Briscoe, Cindric, Bowman, and Dylan all eliminated.
Okay. And for my round of 16, I have Dylan, Briscoe, Bowman, Suarez. Dylan, Briscoe, pretty easy. The 48 has no speed whatsoever, so I'm not really high on their playoff run. And, I don't know, not getting a really good vibe from Suarez. I think with his first playoffs, maybe he might have a little disappointing run, but he'll use this run for next year. Stuff like that and learn and stuff. I just don't think they're quite ready to make a playoff run with some of the other teams. Plus, other teams got multiple wins that might also boost them a little bit in the standings. Now we're going to go to our round of 12 elimination. So, my round of 12 elimination, I have Kyle Busch getting eliminated, Kevin Harvick, Byron, and Cindric. I think Cindric's going to make even... might possibly get a round of 8. I think people are really sleeping on him. I think maybe he might make a really quiet, like, kind of good run in the playoffs. Just have that type of feeling. Byron's been, like, slow these last few months. Just like Bowman. Just no consistency whatsoever. He does have 2 wins, so I think that might boost him in the round of 16 to the round of 12. But I don't see him getting past the round of 12 unless something drastic changes. Harvick, he's had race winning speed the last month, but I don't know, have a feeling that SHR is going to falter a bit here, that he's going to get eliminated. And then Kyle Busch, I think the contract's wearing on him and where he goes and stuff like that, so I don't think he's going to have a great playoff run. So that's my round of 12 eliminated drivers. It's going to be Kyle, Kevin, Byron, and Austin Cindric.
So my four are going to be Daniel Suarez, Kyle Busch. So we're on that same page there. Kevin Harvick, and kind of a surprise to what you're saying in Christopher Bell. I don't think that he's going to have the speed. Harvick, I pretty much agree with you. I also think that not having another driver in the playoffs or having a driver really with too much speed with him is going to help. So then Kyle Busch, just I think he's going to get outperformed. I really do. I think that this whole contract thing is wearing on him as well. And I don't know if I see him making it to the next round. And then Suarez, I mean, yes, he had some great luck earlier in the season. But I think as we come around to playoff times, it's going to be, I think he'll make it to the second round, but then he'll just kind of choke. And that'll be the end of that for him.
Mm-hmm. So then who do you have getting eliminated in round of eight?
Round of eight. Mine was very close for the round of eight. I kind of wanted Reddick to make it through,
mm-hmm.
but I have him just barely getting clipped out by either Blaney or Logano. Then Denny Hamlin, don't think he's going to make it, maybe just by a little bit. There might be something here and there. Then I finally get rid of Byron here. I think that Hendrick's going to be very strong, and I think that three of them are almost going to make it to the final four. But then I think that Byron's going to have like one or two too many crashes when it comes to the round of eight, and it's going to just kind of pull him out. And then the last one being Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Reason I think Ross is not going to make it to the final four, I think he's just going to be Ross. He's going to make some stupid moves, and he's either going to take out other drivers that are just going to come back and haunt him, or he's just going to take himself out and do something stupid.
Right.
So my final four then are going to be Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano.
And who will be your champion?
My champion, I am sticking with what I said at the beginning of the year as my preseason prediction, and I think that Chase Elliott is going to win another Cup Series championship.
Well. All right, so my round of eight elimination, I have Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Reddick. I was really close to Reddick or Bell getting in over Ross Chastain, but decided to choose Ross. I could just see him running over someone at Martinsville to get in. So my championship four, it's Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Ross Chastain, Joey Logano. And I got a surprise championship pick. I'm going to choose Joey Logano. I think he's just quietly doing really good this year, and I just think he's quietly going to get this championship. I don't think Ross is going to have a chance to get the championship. I think there's going to be a lot of people in his way. And I don't know. Maybe Larson and Chase are going to be too focused on each other. And Logano, the underdog, just steals one. So Logano becomes a two-time champion. But now we're going to pick our Darlington picks. We're just going to pick who we think we're going to win. The points this year for our pick'ems, I won by a lot, so we didn't really mention it a lot, but yeah, I did win by a lot. So yeah. We're going to do a new thing for the playoffs. We're going to see who is the best in the playoffs. This is our playoff run, and we'll see who picks the best in the playoffs. So, you could pick anyone, but it's probably mostly going to be playoff guys for us, personally.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with, is playoff guys.
Yeah, so... No, let's make that a rule. We can only pick playoff guys in the playoffs.
I like that. Okay. All right.
And you can choose... I mean, you can choose, like, Kyle Larson every week if you really wanted to, but... Who is your Darlington pick?
My Darlington pick is... kind of a surprise. Not a surprise for the track, but a more of a surprise because he hasn't had... insane luck all year, although he does have two wins. I think that Denny Hamlin is going to probably, he's probably going to qualify like 10th or 11th or something. And then he's just going to work his way up the field all day, probably get a penalty, and then work his way back up, and then he's going to win the race.
So, kind of interesting, because I'm going to take Kyle Larson. So, they're fighting last Southern 500, and Denny got the win on that, but I'm going to choose Kyle Larson. I think he's going to start his playoffs well. He's been having speed, him and the 9 car, so expect him to be up front, the Hendrick Power, and I'm going to choose Kyle Larson.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's it, folks.
Yeah.
Sorry if there was a lot of expletives and stuff like that. just we're passionate about the sport. We want it to be good, the best it could be, and some of the decisions we don't really agree on, personally. We see the entertainment factor, but do you really want to take drivers' lives over entertainment?
I do not.
If you can look yourself in the mirror while you're doing it, I guess it's on me to either decide to quit or not. But we're not quitting anytime soon. We're passionate against the sport, and I mean, we just want it to do well and thrive, stuff like that. So just super passionate debates, I guess, we'll have on this. So now we go into the playoffs, and we see what happens at Darlington. So thank you guys for listening. Brian, thank you for coming on again, hearing me rant for 45 minutes. But now we go into Darlington, and that will be on this Labor Day weekend. Hope you guys have a safe Labor Day weekend. If you're seeing family, traveling, hanging around the house, camping, whatever you're doing, be safe out there, and we'll see you next week.
Later.